Stop 16. Curator Janice Lee introduces the installation Almost All of My Dead Mother's Beautiful Things by the artist Narcissista.
Hello, Janice Lee, the exhibition curator here again. This installation has been created by the New York-based artist Narcissista. There are four parts of this installation: a film shown on the wall to the left of the grey foursquare, a large-scale sculpture in the centre of the room, and two display cases. You can encounter the works in any order you prefer, but this audio guide track will discuss each in turn, following the tactile line around the space. If you follow the wall to the left, there is a screen showing a film which can be heard through wireless headphones, which are on the hooks beneath the screen. This film does have some nudity and sexual content.
You can pause the guide here while you navigate the space following the tactile line, after which you can resume when you're ready.
The video contains a series of excerpts from a longer feature film made by Narcissista called The Organ Player. Centered around Narcissista's relationship with her late mother, it explores how this complex, at times fraught, relationship is also intertwined with inherited beauty ideals. Narcissista's mother was a white-presenting Sephardic Jewish woman whose beauty ideals simply couldn't be mapped onto her mixed-race daughter. The film excerpts show candid moments and personable reflections of their mother-daughter relationship taken from home videos, previous performances by Narcissista, and shots of her family home. This edited version has been chosen to provide the interpersonal background for this installation, as well as Narcissista's wider practice as an artist. Once you're finished with the film, you can retrace your steps back to the grey floor tile. From there, the floor line will lead you around the room, close to the 3-meter-tall sculpture taking up the center of the space.
You can pause the guide here while you navigate the space following the tactile line, after which you can resume when you're ready.
The sculpture is the centerpiece of the installation. Measuring about 3 meters in height and 2 meters wide, tapering down towards the ground, it hangs from the ceiling above a raised circular dais, weighty and imposing even as it floats in the space. The form of the sculpture is made up of a mishmash of colors, textures, materials, and objects. At first glance, the collection of items might seem random. A lilac-painted bedboard hangs alongside ceramic vases and kitchenware, whether it's books, paintings, lamps, and assorted clothing and textiles. Defying gravity, they give the overall impression of a jumbled living room suspended in the air. There is a pattern, however. All the items that make up this sculpture belong to the artist's late mother. The bed frame is one of Narcissista's most cherished items, as it was the place where her mother unexpectedly passed away in her sleep. Nestled amongst the other objects are family photographs of Narcissista's mother taken throughout her life in color and in black and white. Beneath the sculpture is a simple wooden chair with a pair of black heels beneath them. These represent the artist carrying the crushing weight of beauty ideals that get passed from one generation to another. Beyond the colorful, cheerful surface of her mother's beautiful things, as her daughter, Narcissista had access to the more shadowy aspects of her life and personality. She was witness to her mother's experience of medical trauma, and she bore parts of intergenerational cultural trauma. The persona of Narcissista was created as a form of youthful rebellion. This sculpture acts as the focal point of the commission, crystallizing the processes of anger, grief, reconciliation, and celebration the artist has gone through as she grew to embrace her own unique beauty and identity. After the sculpture, the next display described in this track is a glass case containing a selection of masks on the far side of the room.
You can pause the guide here while you navigate the space following the tactile line, after which you can resume when you're ready.
Laid out in this case are 6 masks worn by Narcissista as part of her performance. Made from plastic, the masks resemble wig headstands in department stores, with a broad, smooth forehead and wide blue eyes under high arched brows, a neat little nose, and sharp sculpted cheekbones, tapering towards a firm chin and crisp jawline. These faces are all dramatically made up with lipstick, in vivid shades on their pouting, cupid's bow lips. Dark coal pencil outlines the eyes with shadow on the lids and highlights under the brows. The masks come in a variety of skin tones from pinky white through more tanned shades to light brown to deep mahogany. The masks are all based on beauty department store mannequins from the 1960s, holding deep associations with early memories of the artist. Now, they are a key part of Narcissus's public persona, and she is never seen publicly without them.
You can pause the guys here while you navigate the space following the tactile line, after which you can resume when you are ready.
The final part of this installation is another glass case containing a selection of intimate beauty items belonging to Narcissus's mother. From left to right, there is a black and white photograph of her mother as a young woman, taken in 1958 at Studio France Tangier, Morocco. Her face is tilted to the right with a calm, enigmatic expression. There is something of a silver screen film star about her. Her pale face and wavy hair catch the light. She is undoubtedly beautiful. There is also a simple gold bracelet, 2 braids of dark brown hair, and a hairbrush with hair still caught in the bristles. In the middle of the case is another photograph of Narcissus's mother later in life in a bath filled with rose petals. To the right is a necklace of round glass beads, and above them 2 small stones, each would fit comfortably into the palm of your hand, one painted with a woman's face, the other with a curled up baby. Next to these are 3 pairs of reading glasses. Many of these items were kept for years simply because Narcissus's mother found them aesthetically pleasing. The largest and last object in the case is a folded peachy pink cardigan vest in a ripped woolen fabric that buttons down the front. There are 2 black badges on the lapel. The lower is a small brooch of a cartoon black cat playing with a ball of wool. Made from opal, providing patches of iridescent colors in greens and blues and purples. Just above it is a simple round badge bearing a white inscription saying Narcissista. The badge was worn with pride by the artist's late mother before her passing.
End of stop 16. The next track is stop 17. Curator Janice Lee introduces the installation Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, Beauty Unraveled in the Virtual Scroll by Excessive Aesthetics. Just follow the tactile line to the next grey floor square.